Art in the city of Ife, now in Nigeria, flourished during the 1300s and 1400s. Hello, I'm Daphne Maxwell Reed, and you're listening to Art on the Air. A walled urban center, Ife connected trade routes in West Africa. It is known for its metal sculpture of kings and queens, its terracotta figures and vessels, and its glass beads. Ife's rich artistic tradition was revealed in 1938 when a cache of metal portrait heads from Ife's golden age was discovered. In 1943, Nigeria established the Antiquities Service to preserve the treasures for national museums. Many of the objects have been exhibited in the U.S. One mask on exhibition depicts the ruler Obolofon II from the 1300s. Obolofon advanced the quality of life in his city and promoted the art of metal casting. This mask is made of copper, also called red gold in Africa. It is the only metal mask to have been found in Ife to date, but its smooth surface and carefully modeled features resemble those of Ife's stunning portrait heads. Those who wore the mask could see through slits below the eyes, breathe through holes in the nostrils, and speak through a gap between the lips. A series of punctures around the mask indicate that a costume would have been attached to it to complete the ensemble for royal ceremonies and rituals, perhaps for Obolofon himself. Art on the Air is produced by the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts and New Millennium Studios and made possible by Ms. Tony A. Ritzenberg. VMFA, remember, it's your art.